For Saturday, August 22nd, this is your daily devotion. Let's go. Well, good morning, saints, and welcome to this, your daily devotion for Saturday. Today, we find ourselves looking at the story of John the Baptist preparing the way for the baptism of Jesus. Grab your Bible, open with me to chapter 3, verse 11. And I'm going to read this portion of scripture, and you can follow along. This is what the Word of God teaches. I baptize you with water for repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Oswald Chambers titled today's devotion, I Indeed, But He. And this is what he wrote. Have I ever come to a place in my experience where I can say, I indeed, but he? Until that moment does come, I will never know what the baptism of the Holy Ghost means. I indeed am at an end. I cannot do a thing, but he begins just there. He does the things no one else can ever do. Am I prepared for his coming? Jesus cannot come as long as there is anything in the way, either of goodness or badness. When he comes, am I prepared for him to drag into the light every wrong thing I have done? It is just there that he comes. Wherever I know I am unclean, he will put his feet. Wherever I think I am clean, he will withdraw them. Repentance does not bring a sense of sin, but a sense of unutterable unworthiness. When I repent, I realize that I am utterly helpless. I know all through me that I am not worthy even to bear his shoes. Have I repented like that, or is there a lingering suggestion of standing up for myself? The reason God cannot come into my life is because I am not through into repentance. The scripture reads, He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. John does not speak of the baptism of the Holy Ghost as an experience, but as a work performed by Christ. He shall baptize you. The only conscious experience those who are baptized with the Holy Ghost ever have is a sense of absolute unworthiness. I indeed was this and that, but he came and a marvelous thing happened. Get to the margin where he does everything. I hope that you've had a great week of listening to these devotions. I hope that you've been encouraged and challenged each and every morning. I hope that you'll join us again as we come back on Monday and we look at the Gospel of Matthew chapter 7, beginning in verse 9. In the meantime and in between time, I'm Pastor Patrick, and this is your daily devotion.